Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Start your engine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the smelliest podcast on the internet. Two drink minimum. The man in front of me smells lovely, like pineapple or roses. However, there's a third one in here. It's comedy legend Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Olivier nominated comedian Pantelis.
Thank you.
And our friend here is Poseidon, who's also not nominated, but kind of nominated.
He's nominated. Not really. For sense. He's nominated for a certain sense that he puts out there.
Well, yeah, since Pantelis for is nominated for best podcast for your Pantelis French cast. So it's the show that's nominated. Yeah. So technically, you're nominated since you are part of that show.
You're part of the universe.
I don't know how any of this works, but I know that without him, the French cast wouldn't exist. And
you mean the Pantelis French
cast? Yeah, exactly.
Cast
are you? Wait a second.
I still feel pride. I still feel a kind of pride because I produce.
I produce, but you co-produce. You direct.
I'm not good at business. So are you telling me that okay, the Pantelis French cast, if Pantelis isn't there, the Pantelis French cast doesn't exist anymore? God, is that what you're saying?
I would do with Martin Perizzolo.
Okay, yeah. It'd be amazing, though, for real. Just if
I would
you
love
die,
to do that. It just continues.
Not even. You don't even die. You get fired. You get fired.
And it's still called the Pantelis French cast? It's like fucking J.J. Thompson.
It's Monsieur Pepper. Bienvenue au Pantelis French cast.
Oh, there's something amazing about that. Yeah. I always wanted to do a podcast where it has like someone's name in it, like, you know, the Mike Ward Comedy Hour, but every week filling in for Mike Ward is someone else.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it would be so.
I had a couple of I've never done a commercial on TV, and I don't want to do one, but when I was first starting out, I'd go out on auditions just because, you know, I needed money. And when I started to become famous, I just went out to one that I didn't get. And the reason why I went, Michel, my manager, called me and he was like, hey, there's a commercial for Labatt's Blue. They wanna see you for a read. And I was like, I don't do auditions. And he goes, no, but read the character description. And the character description was
Mike Ward.
Yeah, it was. I had a show, and it was, we want this guy that's kind of young, kind of edgy, a la Mike Ward. And I'm like, okay. So the character is, he's, this guy is kind of like Mike Ward. So I'm like, okay.
I am Mike Ward.
But I didn't, like,
you have me.
Some people knew me, but not everyone knew me. So I go do the audition, I do the thing, and the director is like, no, and he kept on saying, no,
not
I
Mike
don't
Ward enough.
Mike Ward wouldn't say it that way. And I was like, all right,
no.
Okay. I was like, oh no, I think he would though. And he was like, no, not Mike Ward. And I was like, yeah, no, I think, yeah, he, okay. And then I just left. I was like, what a weird thing. And I didn't get the part. I didn't. They
that
didn't
is,
like.
Was it, who got it? Breach?
It was Martin Petit, which is, he's,
that's not Mike Ward
like
at all.
Me. No,
you should have been like, we should let's ask Mike Ward. Yeah. You stupid motherfucker!
That's very bizarre, though. Auditioning for something that has your name, like, it's not like, it's not as big as like the Pantelis French cast, but it's like,
it's
if,
still funny.
If there was a role, yeah, there's this Greek guy, a bit like Pantelis, and you go in, they're like, you don't sound Greek, sir. You're nothing like Pantelis.
You're nothing like
Listen here, Steve.
Yeah. Listen here, Whitey.
Oh, that's so wacky and funny.
Yeah, but the Olivier thing is happening.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks is that you're not going to be there.
I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to watch you on illegal
streaming
services from Florida using a NordVPN. NordVPN is going to help me.
I think you can watch it from the website, no?
The fucking website, the stupid fucking Radio Canada and CBC website, you have to be in Canada to watch it. So that's why I need my VPN. So I just tell my TV that I'm in Canada.
So let me get this straight. Mm. They battled for that Bill C-11 to control what's on the internet here. Because they go, we're going to promote Canadians, which we know that's not what they want to do.
Yeah.
But they don't want to promote Canadians to other countries.
Yeah.
So if people from our other countries are curious as to what we're doing here, they can't watch our shit. That's and the opposite.
You know how stupid it is? They say that it's because they sell advertising and they go, we sell ads for people that want customers in Canada. So just don't count the people outside of Canada watching. Because it's not like it's going to be a major expense boost with bandwidth. That we went bankrupt because 9 billion people watched it. You'll just have some Canadians in the States, in Europe, in fucking Asia that miss Canadian culture and are like, hey, I want to watch a
award show.
An award show. Like, no, like how, who is that hurting that you're airing that in the States?
That's what, it's things like this I don't understand.
Makes no sense.
Award shows don't make any sense to me anyway. I don't even think this is going to last too long into the future.
I think Les Oliviers probably got like 2 years left. And award shows in general, like even, I think Quebec should, there's so many, like French Quebec has so many fucking award shows.
Oh, really?
Oh, they have a lot of award shows. Like even the Gémeaux, the Geminis. In Quebec, there are three nights for the Gemini Awards, and then they have the non-televised Gemini Awards, and then they started doing the technician Gemini Awards for all of the best sound guy, the best grip,
what you gotta apply for, Poseidon.
You could get all of those.
Were you listening?
No, I'm looking. I'm looking at the list.
That's what you gotta apply for.
You could get all of those like in the same gala.
Yeah,
and. And what I think they will do and should do, instead of having three Gemini Awards, like one Gemini in English, three in French, then you have the Junos, the Ladzis, you got, just have the Quebec Show Business Awards.
Everyone.
Okay, this is the best comic, this is the best singer, this is the best TV show, this is the best movie, and that's it. Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to start my own award show to award the greatest award show.
Yeah.
See who wins from all of them.
You know what I liked when I won the Canadian Comedy Award? Since the Canadian Comedy Awards are just fucking garbage that no one cares about, they just sent it to me in the mail.
That's the best. Yeah. You didn't have to be there.
And it was funny because then when we, my publicist put out a press release and she was like, Mike Ward won a very prestigious award in Toronto, but I just got a fucking piece of shit in the mail.
Was that a nice trophy?
No, it's not a nice trophy. It's a transparent maple leaf, so it's glass. So it looks like, you know those awards when you go to a hotel and it'll be like best hotel in fucking Vermont or usually it's not even best hotel. It's like certified Wrangler jeans.
Certified G's, yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like that. So it's a Canadian, it's a maple leaf with a beaver holding a microphone. Because
that's how goofy
and he's doing a funny face because comics are fucking clowns.
Yeah, and then we wonder why they don't take us serious. Poseidon said that he's willing, if I win, he wants to pay the $500 to get, because they make a second trophy if you have someone in the team that wants one. So he's down. He wants to.
Yeah.
He's all in award season.
You definitely got to buy
the replica.
The replica.
Poseidon, you know, you're
winner by association.
You're Katy Perry. During like the Met Gala time, he's all gala all the time until the gala.
Yeah,
he's getting his dress on. He's fucking. He wants to look like a suave pimp.
Yeah. So you have a suit, but
numerous suits.
Many suits. He's the most suited person I know.
The suit.
Yeah, I just don't have, because a lot of them are blazers. That I don't have the pants to match. But I'm thinking of mixing and matching.
How many pairs of pants did you lose?
Just get dark pants.
No, I would buy them separately because I'd find them like on a deal.
Quit shitting your pants. Yeah. No. Problem solved.
No, because like I found one of them. I'm thinking of wearing this, but like because it's going to go nice with beige pants, right?
Okay.
Because you could go max three colors, all right?
In your pants?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, in your pants, you could go all night.
No, 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 like the colors that you wear, right?
They're beige, a bit yellow in the front, brown in the back.
Triple in that color.
So
dog.
I have a really nice Polo Ralph Lauren royal blue blazer with
shit.
Gold buttons.
Oh, he wants gold. Right?
I wore it in Atlanta. And I recently bought these.
Oh, that is a nice jacket.
Yeah, yeah. I recently bought these beige pants, and the royal blue with the beige goes really nicely together. Yeah. Right? I'm thinking of wearing that and then like a black dress shirt to kind of like, paf, like the difference. Yeah. And then black shoes with a black belt.
Yeah.
You could go max three colors.
Yeah. That's good.
It's very good. Now I have to change the color of my stuff because I said I was going to go blue, but he said he's
going to
go
blue. Are you
serious?
I can change. No, no. No, no. Hold on. I can change.
Now I'm
going
to go red. I'm going to go like Suge Knight.
I'm going to go Suge Knight.
I'm going all red. Suge Knight.
What I want
to be the Crips. The Crips present.
I'm going to see him and smack him.
What I wanted originally was a pinstripe double breasted, but I don't have the budget for that.
And then they tell you you're too big, so it'll be a quadruple breasted.
Sorry, well, you want double breasted? Yeah, but you have like six of them.
But hold on, hold on, hold on.
You're even breasted in the back, sir.
Goddamn. But hold on.
You got four in the front.
Since
six
you
in the back.
Since you want to go blue, hold on. Since you want to go blue, I could go gray.
I could go
gray with black.
No, do whatever you want.
No,
I'm gonna avoid blue. It looks nice, and you already have it. There's no point in wasting money. You already have something nice.
You're right.
Don't waste money. If it is, I'll go full red. Maybe even wear a fucking bandana sideways.
That'll be dope.
Yeah, do like a pimp look.
like Tupac.
Yeah. You should go buy a suit with Preach.
Seriously. And then just smack people.
Oh, and it's all red paisley print, like the bandana?
No, I don't want that. That's too much for me. It has to be bright red. Like, let's see the curtains, how they are in light, and just... Yeah.
Oh, shit. If you buy a suit like that, I'll pay for a limo to bring you guys.
I'm not going to take a limo. Because they have parking. I'm going to take the car.
No, but it's better a limo. If you show up with like a huge...
There's something funny about it, but I love the idea, but I love the freedom of getting in my car and fucking off whenever I want. I don't want to be in the front and be like, okay, I got to get my Uber. Like, I like the
family. I can get the limo guy to just wait in the front.
We'll talk later, but I think it's...
It's so wacky.
It's so retarded.
I'm just seeing this as like a fun event. I'm glad you're nominated.
The first year,
he's very upset that I'm nominated.
No,
every time people ask me, he keeps saying it. Like, yo, Pedro's not. He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm so happy.
Why would I be upset, Rob?
That's what everyone's wondering. He's been plotting my downfall for years.
I have. Actually.
So now he's like, I don't understand what's happening. Mm. I've done everything in my power to fuck this guy over. How is he nominated? do I have to shoot him in the head? What's happening?
I've tried killing you. I've tried everything.
I've been saying the N-word in all the podcasts.
I cut your brake lines. You understand, bro. Why do you think you got into an accident?
Buying the copy of the trophy the to hit you in the back.
Yeah. So he make it look like a suicide.
Yeah, he was like, I was playing that game Clue. And I don't have a candlestick.
To shove one of these up his ass. But there is something hilarious about you showing up in blue, me showing up in red.
There is,
Because I think people dress normally,
West
right?
Coast, yeah.
Like when we went with you, we did it for the gag. We were all suited up.
Yeah.
But you were dressed like a normal human being.
Yeah, I was dressed normal. The only people, Martin Petit used to dress like funny.
Yeah.
Like he'd wear, he'd just wear a weird, he'd
clown
rent
shoes?
I remember one year he was, I think he was dressed as Chewbacca. So he was.
What?
He had the full Chewbacca.
Hold
suit.
On,
okay, bro. Go Chewbacca.
Yeah,
I don't have a suit.
Or Stormtrooper. I'll rent you a suit, a costume shop.
So,
but you have to go full suit,
bro. Honestly, yo, if I rent like a Stormtrooper suit, I'm pulling up. I don't get.
Darth Vader. He's gonna be in all the meat the next day. Yeah. He's the only one they're gonna be talking about in the
newspapers. Or Darth Vader, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just gonna talk about you in the newspapers.
I'll rent it. If you can find like
Darth Vader, what would be the best for him? That would be ridiculous.
Fat Stormtrooper.
Yeah,
bro, I got it. Lizzo.
Nah.
With the hair and the blackface.
I'm not.
They're all going to talk about you. You're going to be the talk of the town.
That's not.
You're going to make international news.
That's not happening.
Why?
Nah, that's
start your career, bro.
Nah.
I'm putting the sparker you need to start that career. Everyone's going to... They're going to talk about you from LA to fucking Athens, Greece.
Look, there's something very funny
there
about
was a, there was a comedian, though. I forget who it is. I was trying to think who it is. Last year, the year before, that he was nominated, and he wore, like, he always dresses up for it, and he was wearing, like, a weird, he was dressed, I think, as a samurai.
Ooh.
And they wouldn't let him in. Cause
it's a sword?
Because it's CBC, so it's very woke, and they were like, that's a cultural appropriation.
Oh.
And he was like, no, but I'm not... going in with fucking Chinese teeth and going, hello, I'm a samurai. He's just, I got a fucking, it's a cool suit. It's a, like.
So they're telling me that Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai, they would never air that?
No, they wouldn't air that on CBC.
Oh, you should fuck with them. I'd go in there and be like, listen, this is a theater. Yeah. I'm Greek. That's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Give me my stuff back.
You go in wearing a mask and they go, you can't wear that. Take the mask off. Blackface underneath. And go, which do you prefer?
Oh, no.
And then
the blackface or the mask? So the samurai mask.
Is that blackface? No, I'm a hardworking coal miner.
Yeah.
I don't have time to go home and shower.
Oh, this one in red.
Let me see. My thing is, I don't know if I would look good in a red costume, like this a red
one.
Suit.
Or this
why,
one.
Why is it that any costume, even though it's not a sexy costume, the girl, when you see the, like, go down, they're always doing a hot.
Yeah.
Like
she's
a sexy.
Well, because
no, that's how we know it's for women, that costume.
Yeah, no, but you could just have a woman, but she's Standing. Doing a look like.
Besides that one, the coming soon like, red one, that would be amazing.
This
oh,
one?
Oh, fuck, that would be badass.
Yeah. Or this one?
Actually, that one give you more room, yeah. What does it mean? Everything's up? Coming soon. Nothing's coming available. Soon.
Oh, maybe on Amazon.
Oh, go no, but the go one up. Right on top of it. That's it. That's the one.
Oh, the one that the blonde. Right. The blonde
one. Yeah, because you get the kiss style.
I don't think I'd fit in that.
Yeah, I think when you quit smoking, you need that model for the hips.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, see, like she's
no, not Amazon.
Doing a hot girl vibe.
Yeah.
Like way too much for a costume. Like that.
The force is like strong with that ass.
Yeah, you don't need to be hot to wear that costume.
Poseidon, look for costume rental places in Montreal.
I don't think they'll have.
Because you're going to buy shit, but you're going to rent the top-notch one.
Yeah, I'm going to do some research. Yo, for real, though?
For real, though, you're going to be the talk of the town.
You know what would be amazing, though? If you have a Stormtrooper shirt and you have a blazer over it. To make it look like the Stormtrooper want to dress fancy.
Oh, like if you scroll down?
Oh, yeah.
And you wear the helmet, too. Scroll down, okay. That one.
This one?
Yeah, and you put your blazer over it.
You put your
and you have the helmet. And
yeah,
there's something fun about that, too.
Yeah.
No, that's a good
and
idea.
And if they tell you, sir, you can't wear that mask, go, okay, COVID!
I was thinking the same thing.
It smells like cum out there. Sir, that's you. We've been saying the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to search this up after.
Yeah, where's the thing? Do people still wear funky stuff? Like, did they do it last year? Yeah.
Yeah, I've no idea. I didn't. I only watch who wins.
Yeah.
And I record it and then I check to see who wins. And then if it's someone I like, I go watch their
speech,
their acceptance speech. So I always watch it kind of fast forwarding. So I don't remember a funny costume or a cool. I know Mariana Mazza always dresses kind of out there.
Like fun out there, crazy out there?
Like fun out there. Like the year that I won, or what? No, it wasn't a year that I won. But one year she was wearing kind of a Madonna type, like a, remember Madonna, like not Madonna now, but from the 90s when she was just wearing a bra?
Yeah.
So she was wearing a pointy bra and a blazer. So it looked good, like it was a cool look,
like a style, like a cool look.
And plus, Mariana doesn't have like the body to,
so it makes wear it that.
So it didn't look funny, but it was just like, okay, yeah, that's a cool look.
The statement.
Exactly.
Poseidon, I got it. Dress as movie character because we're talking about Ben Stiller. Simple Jack. Dude, it'll turn heads. But we have to get him the teeth.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
As the retard.
And don't go full retard.
Yeah, don't go full retard, though, but just a simple Jack.
Simple Jack. What a good
Jesus
name.
Christ.
What a good name for a fake movie character. Simple Jack.
Simple Jack, man. It would be fucking amazing.
With the overalls. And then I put the suit jacket on top.
Oh, there's something about that.
Oh. Yeah.
Overalls with a suit jacket on.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's amazing about these award shows. You could just dress ridiculously, and they're going to be like, yo, this guy's making
like
a statement.
Guys, fucking comedian.
That's what I find funny about.
You, because anywhere else, they'd be like, bro, you retarded.
Like, I always thought that. Like, you know, like Sam Smith recently, he pulled up in that fucking inflatable leather shit.
Yeah, he's just playing.
I thought, okay, he's fucking with people. Mm. You know what I mean?
The best comment I saw for that on Twitter was like, someone wrote, that's what happens when there's a hole in your wetsuit. And I was like, oh, that's funny.
That's how he showed up. Like, it also looks stupid.
He just looks like a guy that gained weight, and he's like, he doesn't know how to deal with it, so he's like, I'm just going to dress crazy.
As long as he's not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
No.
But I heard that everyone's complaining about the Grammys and the Super Bowl. They said it's satanic and Satanists took over. Is that?
Yeah, I heard that about Rihanna's halftime show. What was her halftime show?
I heard it was the vagina thing.
They were saying that about Sam Smith, that he was satanic.
Yeah, because
there's
nothing
satanic about him.
I didn't watch I don't watch.
Well, he was dressed as Satan.
Well, no, he was just a Satan. I heard, but I heard he was doing some weird Satan shit while doing the show. Like he was
really?
Singing.
Okay,
but everyone, dude, they used to say the same thing about Magic the Gathering, about heavy metal. This has been always going on.
Yeah.
Do you think also
Lil Nas X
and you
sound
stupid when you go that's satanic?
But the reason why they do it is for the clout because they know people are going to talk about it.
Yes, well, that was my next question: is do you think because there's all these conspiracy theories online that Hollywood and
no, it's not conspiracy. Hollywood is filled with pedophiles.
But
this,
like,
he did it obviously to get clout. Yeah. He's trying to rekindle the career, so it's such a smart move because like Lil Nas X, everyone's talking about him.
Yeah,
and that song was a banger. Andrew Schultz was in the video.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh.
You never saw the video?
I watched it, but
Andrew Schultz in the beginning of the courtroom.
Andrew Searles?
Our Andrew Searles, he's in the...
I thought at first because I was like, did I mishear Andrew Schultz?
What was the song called? I think it's Montero. Yeah, he's in a courtroom and something about being gay, I don't remember, and it cuts to Andrew, something like... Hold on.
Let's see right now. Because we can't pull this up.
You could just, it's in the beginning, it's not a song.
Yeah, if I put it up here?
Yeah, put it up there. And we just can't.
With no volume.
With no volume of course, at first until we see him.
Yeah.
Or, in the beginning, or it's like the Montero trailer before they made the music video. No. Is that it? Your name. No, it's not this one. I thought it was. But no, it's on the. It starts off with the courtroom. Type in Lil Nas X. He doesn't have that much. Go to his videos.
Yeah, Lil Nas X is trying to do a satanic vibe.
Just for some stuff, because you know people talk about it.
It's not credible. Like,
oh, go down.
Is it this one?
No, that one's good too, though. Oh wait, is it? Oh,
the reactions. The reactions to.
Wait, click on that one.
This one.
Because I like Industry Baby. That's a good song. Oh yeah, it is this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Make it big. You'll see, Searles. If you want, you can put the volume low and No, go back. It's a good song. This song was a banger. I think they made Go Back.
That's the beginning.
No. Make it smaller, the window, to look at the videos. Cause maybe they made like a... If you type in...
Extended version.
Yeah, extended version. Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah,
or maybe you gotta write Andrew Searles cut, so he just added himself.
No. It was. I'll skip ahead a bit just to see if they go back to the courtroom.
Maybe they go back. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh, that might be him though, the one getting his ass eaten.
No, Poseidon. It's in the courtroom. No, I think it was. Yeah, if you. Oh wait. Oh, there we go.
That's not Searles.
No, bro, fuck. Yeah.
What do you
think? I like
keep it playing because they're back in the courtroom.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that Lil Nas X is going full gay now. Yeah. There's something I like about that. Because you never see a guy that fucking gay.
Doing rap?
Doing rap.
Yeah, rap's evolved, man.
Yeah.
But this song, especially, this song is a good fucking song.
Let's see. Is there another courtroom?
I thought you built it up, but probably. You just restarted the...
Yeah.
No, I keep going until there's a courtroom.
No, because remember the courtroom? Yeah, I just saw it. Going. I said, is it that? Yeah, and then you
Jack,
had actually
Jack
restarted
Carlo
it.
Is probably going to go to court. Because he's got a cop with him now, so she's probably going to bring him. And I like how... See, Jack Carlo probably, when they asked him to do the video, he was like, okay, but I need a chick with me.
Yeah.
Because, like, everything is so fucking gay in that video. Okay, so it's not the actual video.
It's like before it came out, they came out with this.
Like the 80s videos. I used to like that when they did that.
I like
a
it too.
A little movie before the...
They should have added this to...
So he's,
it's just him the whole time.
He's probably...
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's in... Don't worry. I'm not lying, Poseidon. I fucking said it. It's going to happen. You're going to see him. So now you can put the volume a little bit for the people that are listening, because else doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I got to unmute the video, though.
Oh, there he is.
There he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Wait, where?
Yeah, go back so you can hear what the line was. Are you gay? Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
What does this have to do with the shoes? Answer the question.
Yeah. Are you gay?
Rephrase the question.
This is funny. Does your mama know you're gay?
Mama know you gay?
And then it just cuts.
And so Searle's like, oh, she knows.
It's so funny. Ah,
that's funny. The best.
Yeah. Like everyone's just shocked. Searle's is like, does she? Like, just fucking answer the question.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never seen that video.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I like that he's doing like a kind of like a Eddie Murphy type like, intro.
Yeah. I think this kid's, I mean, if he doesn't get killed, something. He's onto something. Yeah.
Because
I don't know who his producers are, but fuck, man. He went through like a period, I think, of the summer where it was just banger after banger. Yeah. It was like three songs like, straight.
Well, his first song that he did, everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's just going to be like a one hit wonder.
Old Town Road.
Yeah.
That was a banger too. Yeah. And then as soon as it came out that it was gay, people just stopped listening to it.
But that was like the gayest video.
I'd never watched the video.
Because I remember I was like, oh, this guy's gay. Like he's just talking about riding dick.
Yeah.
It never clicked to me. I was just blasting that shit.
He was like, ride that cock. Yeah.
I was just thinking.
Isn't that questionable, the lyrics? No, bro.
I was just listening. I was like riding in a Porsche. Yee. Yeah. I was like, yee, in a Porsche, bro.
Yeah, that your boyfriend.
You know how much that must suck for the. Because then the music of that song is just he took royalty free music from some website.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's amazing.
And then it became a huge fucking
Which one?
Hit.
The Old Town Road?
Old Town Road.
Oh,
the
shit.
Beat is the just bam, some bam, fucking bam. Shit that he got on some royalty free website.
And he made it amazing.
So shit. Imagine the guy that made
sold
that.
It, yeah.
Music, he probably sold that to the royalty free people for
bucks.
Like 200. So he probably made $200, and he invented the music to one of the biggest hits of the last 20 years.
Oh shit!
He must
want him
every day. He must be like, if I could afford a gun, one day I'll afford a gun.
That's why racism still exists.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because?
Why do you think what is?
Do you think it's just...
you think that black guy robbed you? Let me tell you what that one did to me.
That's funny. What do you think it is? Do you think it's he didn't believe in his product? That's why he sold it for cheap? Or he's
no,
just...
No, that's just what he did.
That's just what he does.
That's what you do. You sell it to...
These are like... It's not... You don't get like Mick Jagger. And,
It's just artists that they're making money, making beats. That's like saying we do a review of the food downstairs, like the burger, and it blows up. It millions of views, and people are like, oh, that burger, something funny happened to the burger or something. I did to it, and they want that burger. The chef here, he's not going to be like, that's my fucking $1 million burger or whatever. It's like, no, you made the burger.
No, I understand that.
His job was to make the royalty for music. He sold it. Then whatever you do is your business.
I completely understand
that. The guy that made that probably... Like he shits out music, so he made if he makes $100 with his royalty free song, and it took him a day to make, he's like, it's better this than working in a hardware store.
Yeah, he probably dishes like 20 a week. Yeah.
But a lot of those guys, though, they feel like they get fucked over because they only get paid 200, then it pops up. Like I had a TV show on Music Plus in the old days that I'd hired someone to make the music. And the music didn't work with the opening credits. So my director was like, let's fuck it. Let's just get some royalty-free music. So he got a royalty-free song and that was in the opening credits. But the show became a hit and it won like a Gemini Award. And it kind of became huge in those days. And then the guy that had made the music, he was fucking pissed.
Because his music would have been
huge.
Because
his music was on a TV show. And the opening credits for that TV show won an award in New York City for like the best opening for a TV show. I don't know what exactly the category was or the award was. Jesus. But like he heard about this and he was like, these motherfuckers. So then we did a remake of that show last summer. And then we just... wanted to put the music back on. But I guess he had signed a licensing deal that for 5 years it was royalty free. And now he was charging like a shit ton of music.
A ton of money.
Yeah. Like, because at first we put it And then we just uploaded it because we were just putting it on the internet. And then it said, no, this, like, we got flagged even before it was online. They're like, this is music from blah, blah, this singer. This is the name of the song. And then I was like, go fuck yourself. It's not. And then I click and I was like, oh, shit, that is the song. So he got rid of it, the royalty free. So I asked my guy, I was like, can you just call him and tell him we'll give him because whatever he wants? Because I figured if he sold it first for $100, if we give him $200 now, he'll be happy. And he was like, I want $15,000. And we're like, we're not going to give you $15,000.
You lunatic.
Yeah. And this was we did a TV show that it was me, Martin Perizzolo, that financed it. So it's a shitty little TV show that costs us $10,000. Mm. So we're not going to add a $15,000 expense on a $10,000 project.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So then we were like, fuck, what do we do? And then my director was like, do you just want me to get my friend that plays guitar and he'll just do the same song but change it a little? And I was like, I think that's even better if it's a little shittier and a little sadder. Because it was already a shitty song. That's why we liked it. So now it's a copy of a shitty song.
And
which
it works
makes
better.
It even fucking more pathetic. Because the only thing I remembered of the song wasn't even the song. It's just where it ended. It ended with the guy singing rock and roll. And I was like, that's so fucking pathetic. So I was like, just get your guy to do a guitar thing and then go rock and roll.
Oh, no. Now I got to listen to
it. It's so pathetic.
What the fuck, right? But yeah, he sold. I mean, that's what happens when you sell it for royalty free. Somebody might make it big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should be happy that someone made his shitty song good.
Yeah.
He could have played it smarter, I think. He could have been like, I made it, and then I guess.
I think for
how
real,
would you have played it smart? Because there is a there, but I'm curious.
I don't
to
know
if you see it.
I haven't thought about it, but I guess.
What would be your play if you were in his shoes? You created a dope ass track. Mike wins some awards. The show pops off. You're not getting any money off it. How do you gain something from it?
I would try and maybe get hired to make music for other specific shows.
Yeah, you gotta just let everyone know that you're the guy.
Yeah,
that's
what I was thinking.
I'd go to you right away, be like, hey, do you want me to do an outro for you? And then go to
other exactly.
People.
Okay.
I create intros like that one.
First thing I'd do, because it's easy to get on those shows, I'd call every fucking breakfast television morning type show. Go, hey, first you start with the major markets. If they say no, you call Cincinnati AM and you're like, hey, I'm the guy that made the music for Old Town Road.
I'm sitting on a bunch of bangers
I'm,
here.
Yeah, if you guys want to talk to the guy that created the best song, the music for the best song, and they're like, isn't it Lil Nas X? Yeah, he did the lyrics. I did the music. Oh, shit. So then you get interviews.
Okay.
You start doing the interviews, and then you become known as the fucking guy that made the music.
But instead, what most people will do is sit there and sulk.
And go, that motherfucker stole from me.
So my train of thought was correct, because my initial thought was, how can you get mad? I mean, you can't get mad at people if that was your decision to sell it. You can only be mad at yourself.
You can't be mad at yourself.
Well, you can't even
you
be mad.
Wrong.
Yeah, you did nothing wrong, but how can you be mad?
Yeah. You can be mad because one time I was in a situation like that and I was mad. I'd written for a guy he was doing in those days, every summer he'd do a gala in French, a Juste Pour Rire gala. And he had asked me to write a bit for him. But he was like, it's not a bit that I'll take on tour. It's just for a gala. So he paid me an amount that I was super happy with, the amount I got. I sold him the bit. And then I think the next year I wrote another bit for him, sold the bit, and he paid me, and he even paid me better. So I was like, this is the best. It's easy money. But I didn't get much. I got like maybe 500 for the first bit, maybe 800 for the second bit, which isn't that much. But anyway, I was happy with that. And then he went to France, and people in France fucking loved him. And he did a show in France. And he said he was just doing the show he had in Quebec in France. But what he did to make it kind of newer, he took both of the bits I'd written for him in the galas and put it in the show he was doing in France. But no one told me he had done that. So So I find out, I'm watching TV, and they're like, hey, today we're talking to this guy. And I'm like, I know that fucking guy, I wrote for him. And they're like, "We're his new life in France, and he's killing it, blah, blah." So I start watching. And then they show a clip from him on stage, and it's one of my jokes. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, that's fucking weird. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's because it was a joke about France. Maybe he took it for the opening night So I'm like, oh, maybe. So I forget about it. I don't bitch about it. I was even happy. I was like, it's cool that he did one of my jokes. Then he does this show, sold a couple hundred thousand tickets. It came out on DVD. I'm at the video store. I see the DVD. I turn around to see the set list. And two of the bits were mine. The ones that I... So I'm like, okay, he didn't just do that for the premiere. He did that every fucking night and actual bits. And in France... They pay the writing royalties are insanely good.
Oh,
It's the country in the world where writers make the most money.
Oh shit! Yeah, so like, Sugar Sammy put this in his show.
Yeah. No, that's funny. This is way before.
I know. That's
Sammy.
What I'm saying. Yeah,
but so a show that sold a couple hundred thousand tickets and with the DVD had with two bits, I could have gotten like. Probably 200,000.
God,
but hold on, Mike. That I can understand why you're upset because he promised you one thing and then he kind of pulled the trickery shit on you.
But what we did, like, I was pissed. And then we reached out to try to get money and we didn't get any money. So I was like, okay, the way I'm handling this is in my bio. So for years, my bio was. I said the name of the guy, and we fixed our beef, so I'm not going to name him, but...
Oh, was it settled after?
Yeah. Or, yeah, I can say
his name.
Did
he pay money?
Yeah, he offered me money, and I refused it. Oh. It's a guy named Anthony Cavanaugh. So my bio for a while was, Mike Ward is the reason why Anthony Cavanaugh is a star in France.
Oh.
And I wasn't his producer. I wouldn't, so that was totally fake. But I was like, he wrote this bit. He also written for this guy, and he's doing shows, blah, blah, blah. And then his manager in France reads this, and he's like, who the fuck is this little piece of shit from Quebec? Fuck you. So he calls my manager, Michel, and he's like, you guys got to take that off. And he goes, why? And he goes, well, he's not the reason why. And then Michel goes, no, but he wrote two bits. And he goes, yeah, but he wrote two bits. But that's not why he's famous. And then Michel said, okay. So he's like, you got to take that off. And he goes, no. He goes, pay us. If you guys pay us for the bits, we'll take it off. If not, we're leaving it. And then the guy was like, I'll get back to you. And then he talked out. Then he called back and he was like, yeah, you can leave that. In the bio. So I was pissed, but I was talking shit about Anthony for years. And then finally, like, he called me and I realized he didn't even know kind of what he had done. It was just a bit
in his act.
So he was like, when he was translating, even though it's the same language, but yeah, you got to translate from Quebec to France. So he was like, okay, I'll do this. This bit from the show is good. This bit from the show doesn't work.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking, I'm gonna fuck Mike. Yeah.
In 19, whatever, I did a bit in a gala. It was this. And then I did this one. So he probably didn't even remember
who wrote it.
And so he was like, okay, fuck it. And then when he found out, he felt really bad and he called me and he was like, fuck, I'm sorry. I'll pay you. Whatever it is, I'll pay you. But he was going through, like, he made a shit ton of money in France.
Nice.
But then lost a shit ton of money.
Like, lost on dumb ventures or?
I think he got fucked, like a showbiz thing. He got fucked over by his producer, his manager, that stole like, hundreds of thousands or millions from him.
Oh, fuck.
How?
I don't know. I have no idea. But oftentimes, like, people in showbiz will have, if their manager can sign checks for them or, like, well, even me, like, I've never gotten fucked over and I'll never get fucked over by Michel, which is the same thing everyone that gets fucked over.
Michel's been cashing checks with your name on her own city. It's all like for random sex toys.
But if Michel did want to fuck me over, it'd be so easy. Because when I do, if a company hires me to do a show, no matter what price we settle on, they send the money first to my booker, who he could fuck Michel over and go, look, I got this money. I'm supposed to keep 15%, give the rest to them. Fuck it. I'm keeping it. Yeah. They're not going to notice. Because that's what happens, too. I think sometimes, like, people that fuck over artists, I'll be, oh, I got a check for $80,000 that I forgot to give the artist. And then he's like, the artist didn't even notice that I fucking...
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
So they keep their mouth shut. And oftentimes, the people that fuck over the artists have drug problems or gambling problems or whatever. So I don't know the reason for that fuck up. But
so he never got his money back.
He never got his money back, but still. So he was rebuilding, and he did eventually rebuild, and he's got money now.
Good, good.
But he was in like a sort of a valley, and he was like, look, I'm going to pay whatever it is. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, it's too much for what you have now. And he was like, no, I want to pay. And I was like, no, just, okay, next time you see a homeless, I was going through a depression too, so I was just happy that he called and offered. So, and I didn't care about the money because I thought if he gave me $100,000, I'd have to give it to the fucking Human Rights Commission. So I was like, I want to be poor. So I was like, just, okay, next time you see a homeless guy,
fuck him.
Give him $100.
That's better.
And tell him it's from Mike Ward. And then he goes, okay. And I go, but you have to say it's Mike Ward. And if he doesn't know who Mike Ward is, tell him you're Mike Ward. Tell him you're Mike Ward and you're giving $100 to homeless people. Just so and then I don't know why that made me laugh. Just thinking that homeless guys are going to be like, and then this black guy came to see me, Mike Ward. And he gave me $100.
Ah, that's funny.
There's something amazing. I was happy, though, that everything ended well with that guy.
He's in France now?
No, he's. I think he makes 90% of his money in France, but I think he lives either in Quebec or in Switzerland. But I think he lives in Quebec.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's good that you cleared that up, because I was going to offer to break his legs.
No.
As you usually do.
Yeah. But like for the writing royalties, like even a guy like Sugar Sammy that writes 100% of his material, when he goes on tour in France, he probably gets like insane, like he gets more money from the writing almost than from the show. Not really, because he's a co-producer, but he probably, like, his co-producer probably has to pay a shit ton of money
to
Sam just because he wrote the show. Because in France, they're not used to having the performer write it himself.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's insane, dude. Yeah, we're going to France. It's done.
Yo.
Yeah, start brushing up on your Arab.
I was waiting for it, you bastard. That's funny. I know you're 80.
So what were you going to say? You said that people have been complaining about your smell?
So I was in bed with my girlfriend, and we're about to go to sleep.
Oh, and she's the one that complained?
Yes.
God damn it.
So here's the thing. So
it is over.
Did you have a
okay,
quick
here's the thing.
Did you have a quick answer?
your girlfriend.
It's not my shit.
No.
Your girlfriend is hot. She's a hot-looking woman. Yeah. You are a large man. A large man, the only thing he has to do is smell super good all the time. A big guy has
most
to
of the
smell
time,
so good that even a heterosexual dude like me goes, God damn, that guy smells good.
99% of the time I do.
Son, you're a goblin.
Look, 99.
You got to put everything in your corner. All the odds in your favor.
I make sure to
goblin,
cover.
Why do you smell like a goblin?
Look. I'm 99.
You can look like a goblin. That's true. The fact that you smell like one is the
problem. No. I make sure to cover my tracks. When I take a shit, I spray right away. Yeah. I spray that bitch.
But then it just smells like shit and spray.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Your girlfriend's not stupid, bro. It's like, oh, it smells like flour and manure.
So what did you
smell
like?
So here's the thing. I've been training a little more often.
Training.
Like boxing and shit. Yeah. I've been sweating more, right? I've been doing more cardio.
But you told us that you take 8 showers a day. So that lie just...
So listen to me. Hold on. No.
It takes weeks for the lies to get disproven.
No. Listen.
How many times
we're in
a
bed.
Day
Hold
did
on.
You tell us that you shower?
Huh?
How many times a day did you
It depends.
Tell us
in
you
the
shower?
Summer, it'll be 2 to 3.
Yeah, it was 3 to 4.
Yeah.
It was?
But now in the winter?
It was 4. You're like, I shower 4 times a day. You don't.
Then it went
in the summer,
three,
I shower. Yeah. In the winter, I only shower maybe 3 times.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. But
no, winter was
two.
At least once.
No, you said minimum 2.
You said minimum
in
2,
winter?
But usually 3.
Yeah.
That's what
you said.
No,
it depends. Hold
and
on.
We were like, that is impossible.
No, in the summer, it's at least 2-3.
I said,
three.
You have a lot of free time on your
hey,
hands.
2-3-3-4, bro. What's the main big difference?
None of them are real,
bro. No, they are,
matter.
Bro. What are you
I
saying?
I could say 9. Why are you sticking on
thing.
This?
If 2 was true or 3 was true, and even if 1 was
this
true.
This story wouldn't be true.
No one would tell you smell like shit.
No. So like we're under the covers and shit. And she caught a whiff or something.
Hold
right?
on. Did she have a Quebecois girl reaction first? Like,
I don't know. So then so she's like, what's that? I go, I don't fucking know. It's not me. I just took a shower. Don't look at me, right?
Had you just taken
yes,
a shower?
Yes, I had just taken a shower.
When? And she's like, why do you keep lying about the amount of showers? You stink.
I just taken a shower.
I just taken a shower and you live with her. So I'm she
like,
knew it.
So I'm like, it ain't me. So I'm like, maybe the cat took a shit.
I didn't hear the water running. Your ears are maybe broken.
Maybe the cat took a shit. It's like, in your asshole?
So she kept getting a whiff from that. I'm like, it ain't me.
She's like, yeah, it's you.
And she like went under and shit. She like sniffed my ass and shit.
Poor
I'm like, what are you doing?
This girl.
Your girlfriend is a cocker spaniel. Why is she sniffing your ass?
But you know what's funny about her? She can't. I love that she can't put it down. She's like, he fucking stinks.
He smells.
And he's fucking bullshitting me. Yeah. I have to investigate. Yeah. Like she won't. She's not like a passive. She's tough. And she's like, I'm gonna figure this out.
She went right to your ass because she was like, he smells like ass. So I'll go. Smells like ass, it is ass.
She's. He thought like it's not me. She's gonna pass. She's like, go fuck yourself. So she's CSI Miami. That shit.
So then she checked my feet because sometimes after a long day of work, like my feet smell and I gotta clean them right away.
Poor girl.
It's normal, bro. We're working men in this house.
What's normal for her? For you to be like, it's not me, and then she has to go fucking chest.
But hold
ass,
on, hold
feet.
On. Let me finish. Even I didn't know
we're
I smelled.
We're working men, and you're saying that like you work construction or you lift heavy stuff. You rent cars.
You're not on my feet all day. My feet
you're
are gonna smell.
To you're wearing a suit.
Look, I'm a blue collar worker.
Blue collar guy. I put my tie on.
No.
1 foot at a time like a regular child.
You see those minors over there? I hit on minors.
That's what So listen to me. So then like I don't know, she kept fucking and then she smelled my belly button.
And then
I was like, there's no way. And then I've
never felt bad for her I do right now.
And then I put my finger in my belly button. My finger can go like this deep into my like an inch and a half.
Did something then, bite you?
No.
There's a cat.
Hold on. And then I did this. I did. Fuck! And I was like, holy shit! So like, I normally, I clean thoroughly.
Did you use like a Sinu rinse? Like a thing for the nose?
I'm like, holy shit. And I apologize.
What did it smell like? Like an
death.
Asshole.
Death. So I apologize. I felt that. I'm like, holy shit. So I'm like, So the thing is,
did you put Listerine?
So
in
here's
it?
The thing. I look, always
in
so
all
every
my,
time I shower.
I have to say something before you continue. In all my years of travel, in the entire existence that I've had on this lovely earth, I have smelled some wretched stuff. I've met wretched people. I've met bums. You know, they're smelling from their ass or their feet. You know, I have never heard of the case of a rancid belly button. But this motherfucker's not content with simplicity. Yeah. He needs to break every smell record there is.
But hold
he's
on.
Not happy. Like ass, I would have been like, okay, his ass stinks, his feet are whatever. But I did not expect this story to go to the belly button.
It makes sense though, because
it was the biggest twist you could have taken in this story. The only other twist would have been I was sleeping on her cat. Her cat was dead. It's the only other
it
thing.
It makes
that
sense though when you think about it though, because like your armpits, you wash them every day. Yeah. Your ass, you wash every day. Your dick and balls, you wash every day. Your belly button, you kind of go like I have a deep belly button too. I never put like soap on my finger and then rub it on the inside.
I never do that either.
I spend time on my belly button. It's part of
my. What I do is I clean it fast. I shoot water.
But I try not to put too much soap. Because I'm always scared of like
I'm scared infection. Of the same thing.
So, it's mostly water.
So I'm scared of the same thing. No, but hold on. So I shoo water and I put my finger
you
a little
shoo
bit.
Shoo water in it.
Water.
No, no,
how'd
I shoot.
Get in there?
No, I shoot. No, because I have the high pressure, whatever the fuck. Okay. The hose, not the hose.
The hose. The high pressure hose.
The shower head. So I clean, but now like I've been.
I hope that you wash with the hose. So I like it better.
He's going to just hose you down with cold water.
Like, when you start smelling good, you can wash inside.
So like usually I smell good because I have a deodorant that's called Captain, and she really likes it, so she smells that. But this time she could smell
Captain.
Yes. Because I'm a captain.
You're like the old.
I'm a captain
captains.
Of my stinky ship.
Yeah, I'm a captain. You're a day away from scurvy.
You smell like every captain.
Yeah.
So then listen to this. So then I guess since I've been boxing and shit, I've been getting more like sweat in it. So I had to thoroughly clean it properly. That's
but why? Why is your opponent sweating in your belly button?
Bro, I'm fat, bro. With sweat,
so you're getting up close to him.
Wait, what? No, my sweat leaks.
Oh, that makes sense.
I thought it was the sweat from his forehead.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting in your belly button. Yeah.
Or his sweaty cock.
It's either his sweaty balls that if they're hangy and you guys are doing some sort of 69.
Oh, no, because it's four. Oh,
so,
maybe, yeah.
Wait, but so it smelled out of the covers?
Yeah.
God damn, that's
impressive, yeah. though.
Yeah. That means it.
I was shocked.
Did it? So it smelled
but
bad enough.
But you couldn't
enough.
Smell it.
I couldn't smell it. No.
At all.
It smelled bad
well,
enough.
Well, I only smelled it when I
no,
went.
No. I mean, without extra no. effort.
Could
no,
you
no.
smell it if you did this? Like,
no.
Wow.
No, because I have.
You
I
got
have,
used to it.
No, I have my deodorant. So whenever well, I do this or even this, I smell my, because I okay. lather deodorant.
But how did she smell it?
It came from under the covers. I guess it built up.
So do you put deodorant in the belly button now? Is that
I don't, but I'm gonna start.
Holy fucking
but
genius
that.
Idea.
But you know Rub what it? I you know what I do now? I bro in the shower thoroughly in, up in that bitch soap and everything.
Now his asshole's gonna start stinking. He's gonna forget his asshole.
Look, because I always like you like quick, but never like deep clean.
But I like mine could smell because I only wash once a day. So quick once a day. But you with your 4 to 8 times a day, quick.
I never said.
You did say that though.
Could I never you said 4 to 8.
He's laying in bed with
no,
her,
but you
and she's
said,
like, "Ah, babe, did you shower 6 times today or not?" And you're like, "Yeah, I just finished one right now." Because you smell like a dumpster. Yeah. It's not me. I smell like delicious armpits that I put.
Every time
lathered.
He comes out of the shower, he's like, "Goddamn!" And you took a shower. I took 12. I'm good for 3 days. I took 12 showers in there.
I defined them. I was by time. Every shower is 15 minutes. Yeah. I've been in there for fucking 4 hours.
Oh shit!
That is fucking funny, bro.
That is funny.
Like when you take 45 minute shits, you count them as one shit, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, no. What happens sometimes actually is I'll sit down, take a shit, shoot the bidet, right up my ass. So then like more shit comes out, and I'll sit on my phone browsing, and then as I'm browsing, a second shit just comes through, just fucking.
That's like an 8 hour shit.
So you know what you gotta.
Like someone's shift is over, another one comes in.
You know what you gotta start doing? You put a chair on both sides of your toilet so you can lie flat on your belly over the toilet.
What?
And then bidet your
bidet your wiener.
Oh no, but I don't have to.
Bidet
I could just,
your belly button.
No, I could just stand.
Holy shit!
But hold on, I could just stand at an angle and it the pressure is so strong it'll shoot into
so
my.
So do
bubble.
That, bro. He just broke the internet. Yeah. That's amazing.
I just solved the stinkiness.
Yeah.
But hey. Are you worried now? Because there's a guy I know that every other time I smelt him, he smelt okay. But the first time I met him, I remember he smelt like shit. So in my mind, he smells like shit. But I think I probably met him and he probably had just farted. So I was like, oh, this guy smells
this
like shit.
This guy doesn't clean
shit.
His belly button.
Yeah, so I was sure he smelled like shit. And then every time I've seen him,
he didn't.
And I've seen him a million times.
You've avoided
since.
Him?
No, at first, because at first I'd always be like, I smell. And then I was like, oh, he doesn't smell. And now, like, well, not now, but the next 3-4 years, whenever I'd be close to him, I'd try to sniff him. Like, just to see. And I'd be like, yeah, he smells good.
You're wondering about his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But that was the first time you met him.
Yeah.
She had already known him a long time before this. So it's not her first impression.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, good thing.
And also living with, I'm not the only one that has, smells.
Odor? Oh, odor. So she smells.
She doesn't smell,
she
but.
Stinks.
No.
No. Dirty pussy that gets bucks or sweat in it.
She's very clean, but
stop.
I mean like.
Stop sparring with your pussy.
It's a 3.5, you know? She shits as well.
Leave, bro. Don't mention that about the girl shitting. Leave her alone, bro. Yeah. She doesn't speak English. She's not going to watch it.
She shits
no, she watches
well.
Every episode.
Oh, does
poor
she?
Girl.
No, it's a human. It's a natural thing, bro.
I know. Believe her.
It's not. It's fucking science. Girls don't shit.
Yeah, girls don't shit. Bro.
It's true. You're right.
They
you're
pee
right.
out all of the
ladies
calories.
Never. Yeah, you're right. Ladies
poor
don't.
Poor girl.
Poop.
If like we're describing her, it just sounds like she lives with a cat and this guy smells like shit and she's shitting everywhere.
No, she's actually very clean. She smells wonderful and 100%.
We're not going to believe it now. You know she smells like shit.
Ah,
we're
no,
believe
no.
It now.
Oh, no.
It sounds like she lives in South Africa.
Yeah. No, what are you saying? Oh, I got to tell Mike this.
Tell him.
About the cat taking a shit all over the house, all over the apartment.
Again, go with your. I love these clean stories.
Right.
Go ahead.
So your cat shit all over the. Do you think he was trying to mask your odor?
I'm the alpha in here.
So oh, that's amazing. So then, like, if we
had to take your and I raise it.
Because the cat at first, like, I'm going to share my litter box to show everyone that I mean business. But this guy's shit smells all over the house. I don't know how I got to overpower this.
So here's, if we're gone for too long, he would get upset. Mm. And where we put on our shoes, he gets sad. And he poops on the carpet. This is what I read on the internet. Okay. Right?
Oh, he has a blog.
He fucking, he opened his big yappy mouth on the internet.
Yeah. So
he has a Substack.
So then, listen. So then, one he did it like a few times, like once or twice when we were gone for really long, or maybe, you know, a third time, he took a shit on the carpet. First time I stepped in it, it was nasty, almost puked.
All
right. Right. Second time he did it, cleaned up. Third time. This time he took
third
a
time you got used to it. Hold You're on. Like, oh.
No. We get upset, right? Okay. So fourth time. He did it a fourth time. But this time, bro, I swear to God, he took a shit on the carpet, he took a shit in the kitchen, and he took a shit in the living room.
And those are all the places where he shits.
Mm. No. So hold on. This fucking bastard, bro. I clean everything up. I clean the carpet. I bleach the carpet.
Never in the bed, though, at least.
Never.
Or the couch.
Yet.
Never the couch,
yeah,
either.
He hasn't rebelled that far. Yeah,
hold
yeah.
on. Hold on, bro. I finished cleaning up, bro. A good 30 minutes. I was rushing. I think I had to go do a comfort zone or something. I had to eat fast. And, bro, I'm like, okay, I cleaned up all the shit. I can finally go and get undressed or change or whatever and go cook something fast and leave. Bro, I get to the bedroom. More shit on the floor.
Like, he knew what he was doing.
So yeah. So I get pissed off. I grab his shit with paper towel, of course. And then I grabbed it and I dumped it in his litter box. And then I grabbed the cat and I made him bury his own shit.
How did he make him bury his own shit?
You grabbed
his... I grabbed his paw and then I shoveled the poop, the sand over the
poop.
He's
going to shit everywhere.
He hasn't shat since.
Like, at all?
At all.
What?
No. Hold on. Sorry. No. Hold on. Sorry.
You scared the shit
out
of him.
No, he hasn't shat in the apartment at all anymore.
Okay. And when was
Where
this?
Where does he shit
the,
now?
This was a few
him.
Weeks ago.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. This was actually almost a month ago.
But you haven't left the house for a long periods
I have,
of
I have.
Time since.
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Both of you.
Yeah.
And he hasn't shat anywhere.
Nope.
No, fuck. You think he's preparing something big?
I think, yeah. The revolution is coming.
Shit on the counters.
He'd be like, wasn't there 6 steak knives before? Why is there a knife missing?
What?
It'd be funny if he shits in his belly button one night.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that was. It wasn't me.
The cat goes on you and he's like, oh, I guess I was here before already.
Yeah.
I forgot.
He's like, oh, well, is this where he shits? That's so weird. How does he pull it off? But all right.
Oh, that's a
and Poseidon's like, oh, what a lovely cat. Just shitting in your belly button.
That's a weird litter box.
Oh, no, he's a sweet cat, though. He comes, he purrs next to me. I pet him while I'm sleeping.
So when was, how long ago was belly button gate? Belly gate.
Oh, that was like last night.
Oh, that just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, this
well, if you're listening
smell.
To this, it happened like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was last night.
Oh,
yeah.
This is fresh.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny, and she thought it was funny. And
it's not funny.
Yeah. It's
Are you
going
to use the deodorant trick?
No, like, I'm just going to use Dove soap.
Okay.
Dove soap.
Or I think deodorant is too big, but if you take a chapstick. It's the right size.
Oh, I have the Manscaped chapstick.
Fuck, again. This is a good move.
You get a nice smelling one.
Yeah. And it won't cause any irritation. Bam, you use the Manscaped.
It'll
moisturize it too. Yeah. So when you walk around, you'll...
And it'll be lubricated so that your sparring partner won't have to spit on it.
Yeah. No more saliva.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
Thank Uncle Mike. Yeah. Is this going to turn into a bit on stage at the open mics?
I wasn't thinking about it, but now that I told you guys,
yeah.
it may, and you guys laughed.
This is what you're going to do. I don't know if we laughed, but this is what you're going to do. Oh. You're going to mix this story up with the cat shitting, and the punchline is going to be that she keeps shitting in your belly button for revenge, and that's what that smell was.
And your revenge is you can go, and I just shit on stage now. If it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's
well,
smell.
I start
comedy.
I stopped doing it, but I would start every set, and this is me telling the truth, because I get nervous. I get the nervous shits.
Okay.
I would start every set, and I'll go, I'm going to make this real quick, because I really got to take a shit.
There's something to that.
Yeah. People will chuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on how you say it, yeah, I could see something. There's something to that.
I would say it, how would I say it? I forgot, but I'll try it again.
Muy shito.
No, I would say like I was rushed. Like I'm gonna make this quick because I really gotta take a shit.
And then what was your opening joke?
Oh, I would vary it.
Okay.
Sometimes I had my aunt calling me a pedophile.
This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna go on stage next time.
Take a shit for real.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna keep this quick. I gotta take a shit. Speaking of shits, anyone have an animal in their house that shits everywhere? So does my girlfriend. I'm here on stage, ready to talk to you guys about it.
How can, for real though, like you open with, I gotta take a shit, and then what's the second thing you said?
My aunt says I'm a pedophile.
Yeah. My aunt says I'm a pedophile. You must be fucking pushing the chicks off like crazy. They must be like, I want to suck your dick. I got a girlfriend. I don't care. You sound amazing.
You got dude, my shit is very like raunchy.
That's so it's dirty. Funny. It's filthy. My stuff you is must filthy. Be batting these bitches with a fucking
No. My stuff
like a bat.
My
yeah.
stuff is filthy. The only thing I'm attracting is homeless men.
Why are they in the audience?
It was just a manière de dire.
You think the homeless, you walk by with your belly buddies, they're like, okay, bro, you need this. Take it. If a homeless guy gives you change, that's how you know it's fucked up. You need this more than I do. Yeah. Would you get offended?
He tells his friend, he goes, look, you know, when they talk about it a lot, this is the first time you see the actual bottom of the barrel.
Well, what would happen if you go give $10 to a homeless guy and he looks at you up and down and goes, no, you need this more than I do.
And here's another $5.
Yeah, do you get, like, what's your reaction? What's your instinct?
If that happens.
Do you start reevaluating, like, wait, why do I come off as needing this more than him? Are you mad? Are you happy? Are you sad? Like, what's your, like, what goes
through
your head?
If that were to happen?
Yeah.
I'll think maybe he just wants food. I'd ask him, do you just want food?
So if he gave you money
and
you'd
said
be like,
you need this more
okay,
than I do,
so he wants
you
food.
Would think
yeah, that
he
makes
wants
sense.
Oh, if he said,
oh,
hold on, if he said
that,
makes
sense. No, I get it. Yeah.
Oh no, hold on, if he said that, I'd be like, hold on, what you mean by that, bro? Which you literally in the fucking street, bro?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What do you think? Like, would you think? Why is he saying this? Like, is it the way I'm dressed? Is it the way I smell? Did I say something?
Is it smell, smell or look or sound?
If you were to say that,
yeah,
depending on the day, probably look.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'll just wear jogging pants and I look very disheveled. I look homeless.
So you would think, oh, this is normal. It's how I look.
Yeah.
I give off a vibe of not just homeless, today, but bottom of the barrel homeless.
Today, I give off a vibe of bottom of the barrel homeless the way I'm dressed.
Oh, God damn.
Okay. Yeah.
Where do you go when you're dressed like that?
The gym.
So in the gym, you look like you don't belong there?
Yes.
Interesting.
Do they
because
when
I'm
you
fat.
Walk in the gym? Do they yell, "Stop looking through our garbage"?
No, but I find me wearing jogging pants. I see myself and I go, "Fuck, I look mad homeless right now." Like with the toque, and the scruffy beard, I could really pass off as homeless.
I look, you know, it's what I
every
never
time he
wear,
walks in, they're like Heather.
My shirt has stains.
Heather belly stank is back.
Belly stank. Belly stank.
Belly stank.
That's the name of his cover band. His Uber stank cover band.
Belly stank.
Belly
oh
stank.
My God, this is amazing. Belly stank. We should sell belly stank t-shirts.
Belly stank. Belly stank fest.
Yeah,
belly stank, dick hard.
Belly stank. STANK. Belly stank.
Dick hard. Belly stank.
Well, belly stank
or dick soft
and
no yeah. No why would we bring dicks just into this it's just belly stank
okay.
Keep
belly
it simple
stank, yeah. Okay yeah you're right
belly
you're
stank
right, you're right belly stank
belly stank god damn
that's
it
that's a good t-shirt
I think yeah. We just gave him
belly
a merch
stank,
idea
yeah. Yeah.
Belly stank and it's cursive
yeah
belly
yeah
stank.
That's not a bad idea
yeah now you have to
oh,
make a joke
you know what it'd be good too like for a meme is like you if someone can Photoshop him or I'm saying
with
someone.
A crop top?
Jason.
I was about to say
that.
Jason.
Yeah, Jason with a crop top, and his belly button is just an asshole.
No.
Belly stank.
Belly. He's got a belly stank.
Oh no,
crop
it's the
top.
Dude. Do you remember the guy that got the cat tattoo with the cat's asshole over his belly button?
Yeah.
No, but what we're saying is it's an actual asshole.
Yeah.
And then next to it, you have remember Preacher the show? Remember Ass Face, the kid with an asshole on his face? He's next to it, be like. That belly stank. Ah, oh, this is a good little meme, yeah. Belly stank. Your first special has to be called Belly Skank. So now you have to write this into your act and make it funny.
No, hold on. There was the British guy that they did the fucking tattoo shit as like a prank on their friends.
Yeah, the cat's
asshole. Yeah.
Belestank.
Belestank.
I love it. Mm-hmm. If this, if we had naming conventions for episodes, this episode would be called Belestank.
Yeah.
God damn. That made my fucking night. It's so weird. So have you watched anything good on Netflix?
I finished Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
The sixth season, I gotta say, not as strong as the other seasons.
Oh, really?
I feel like they're trying to prolong it now because Peaky Blinders became very popular.
Is it sixth season they stop crime and they start selling real estate in Beverly Hills?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Because you always think he's going to kill himself.
Okay.
That sounds like a depressing show.
Yeah. And by the end of the season, but now... Okay, now you
so you're just going to spoil it for everyone listening?
Fucking belly stink.
Yeah. Fucking belly stink. Can't keep a secret.
God damn it. Can't keep a belly button clean. Can't keep a secret. Yeah. God damn belly stink.
On a scale of one to belly stink, how are you at keeping secrets?
And now, because like the sixth season, I don't want to spoil too much or spoiler alert. The sixth season, like he's suddenly grown a conscience now. Like he's murdered.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he's gone through murdering so many motherfuckers, and now all of a sudden
he doesn't like the smell of belly buttons. So now he's a hero.
Well, he was always the hero of that story, I guess.
What's his belly stank situation like?
I don't think his belly stinks.
What's the belly stank situation like? Can you bring it up the next time you're boxing? Just ask someone. Hey, yo, yo. Yo, peep this. Yo, my belly smell like horse shit. What's your belly smell like, sir?
Okay.
Or you got to answer that whenever someone goes, what's up? Just go, belly stank. And then they'll think it's an expression. They'll be shit. Like, belly stank, player.
Yeah, he's belly stank, player. Player, player. You know this belly stank.
Ah! Almost just fell.
You know this belly stank. And what you up to? You know what I'm up to. This belly stank. You know exactly what I'm up to, sir.
What's up? You know that this belly stank? You know that this belly stank. That's so fucking stupid. That's so funny.
It's so stupid.
Oh, the bad shit they say.
If it becomes a thing, bro, he's walking in there like, yo, belly stank! Like, you feel me? He's just the fucking...
belly stank.
He's just fisting people. Yeah. Yo, this belly stank. You know what it is. It's belly stank. That's what it is. Player.
Fuck. Yeah, you said before the show... that you had a pocket pussy?
Oh, yeah, it's true. I got rid of it because it smelled as well.
Oh, damn.
No, it's a joke. It's a joke. I was just following the theme. No,
pussy stank. Belly stank. What kind of house is this? Sweet. Like, your cock smelled that bad?
No. I just said that just because it followed the theme of shit. I was fucking around. I threw it out because I found it weird.
What was, like, was it like a fleshlight or was it?
It was kind of like a fleshlight. Like inside, it was apparently the shape of Lisa Ann's pussy.
Okay, yeah. So that's the fleshlight model. Yeah. Unless you got it in Chinatown, like, and it's a it's
no,
a
no, no. I got it as a gift from Couple Vert.
It was Lisa Ang's pussy. Yeah.
I wonder if they do. They probably do have like a counterfeit. I don't know if they
counterfeit
sell enough
fake vaginas.
I wonder if they sell enough fake vaginas. Like Lisa Ann faked vaginas too.
I can say they copy the outside, but the inside, they're not going to copy.
Look,
anything.
It's obviously bullshit.
Yeah.
It's obviously a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
don't say
sure.
that, bro. I've collected three replica Lisa Ann vaginas. Yeah.
They should do kind of a taste test type of thing that you have to, like, I wonder if you can tell the difference between the Lisa Ann pussy and, like, the Julia Ann pussy. Or whatever.
Taste wise?
Or Mia Khalifa? No, the fleshlight.
Oh, like
banging
the
him? Feeling? Because
it must feel the same as you jerking.
Yeah,
I guess.
It'd be amazing though if that's how they found out a porn star had like a cancer of the uterus. That when they take the mold, like you have a fleshlight with a tumor in it.
Oh
my god!
I guess I'm laughing because for some reason I keep thinking it's like, yo, what's up? Your uterus belly stank. I can't stop laughing at that.
Well, I'm glad
it's
I could
so
entertain.
So stupid. Yo, what's up? You know this belly stank. You know exactly what's up. There's something so funny.
What? Like, I was talking to before, like during the holidays to Thomas Levesque about my generation of porn. When you first started watching porn, was it online or it was like old school magazines?
So the first time when I was 13, when I was hanging out with them ruffians, I remember seeing playing cards. It was naked lady playing cards.
I heard about this.
So this is what I remember from seeing naked. When I was 13, I remember the naked lady playing cards. I remember Bleu Nuit.
Okay.
I remember the blurry channels.
Yeah,
that you
yeah.
think you might have caught a tit.
Yeah.
And I remember 13 going to a strip club.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
Like in terms of nudity, but no internet.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's kind of like mine, except I had a lot of magazines.
Okay, yeah.
And in those days, I remember even when I was super young, you know when you're young, death is impossible. Like,
yeah.
You don't think you're going to die when you're 15. But even at that age, I told one of my friends, I was like, if I die, in my go in my room, in the closet, there's a box underneath this thing. Just get rid of, like, keep it if you want it, but get rid of that. I don't want my mom,
finding
her dead son and then finding, like, a fucking mountain of porn.
Smart.
So and then I was telling Tama, I was like, it's better now because no one has to think of that. And then I thought the only people that probably have to think of that are guys with sex toys. Because women with sex toys, like if you find out a woman has a vibrator or a dildo, you don't judge her. You go, yeah, okay, it's normal. But a guy with like a pocket pussy, you automatically judge him.
You can't help it. I would judge.
Imagine like if you die and you
I judged him before the pocket pussy, for the record.
Well, that's why I threw it out, is I kept judging myself. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is kind of weird. I used like 2-3 times and I was too lazy to use lube, so I just kept spitting in it.
And there's something.
Also, I never took it out of the car. I was driving.
Yeah. So would you, like, if you still had it, or when you did have it, had you told anyone to get rid of it if you died?
No.
And were you,
I just saw it as,
like, if I'm in a car accident,
yeah,
and somebody finds this pocket pussy, I'm gonna have some explaining to do, but I'll be dead. Did you think about that?
Nah, I don't care. It's a fucking pocket pussy. Who cares?
I don't know. I feel it. Like, because there's
like one pocket pussy isn't a big deal. It's, I think, if you have like 18.
Well, that's the only pocket pussy I ever had in my life.
Okay.
Look, we don't feel bad for you. You're not underprivileged, bro. Yeah. There's kids that are hungry in Africa.
I only had one.
The guy had a tough childhood. I only had one pocket pussy. Fuck this. Fuck that kid that has no food in Africa.
That guy started on third base. He had 9 pocket pussies growing up.
All different colors.
That's funny.
Thank you.
But yeah, I feel kind of bad for throwing it out because it was a gift. But I was too. I don't know. I found it creepy.
Does your mom still give you weird gifts, or
did you think of instead of throwing it out, just re-gifting it?
Yeah.
No.
What would you? Okay. Let's see if there's no packaging.
I thought of using it as like prank shit.
No. Let's see if there's no packaging.
Yeah.
Does it? If you would give it to your dad and tell him it's something else, would he able to tell that it's a pocket pussy?
Yes, of
like
course.
If you, because the fleshlight, if you get rid of the pussy part on the inside, and you just put the, you could
tell him it's a Lord of the Rings prop. It's a goblin's ear.
Or the actual outer casing, you could tell him it's a thermos.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, what?
Like, go in this, gonna keep your soup warm. Like the, because the fleshlight, like bring up a fleshlight. Because the fleshlight, there's the outer plastic part. And then the inside, that's the pussy.
Oh, no, it was just rubber.
Take out. Oh, you didn't have the plastic thing.
No. Yeah,
that would be fun if he gets to his dad's a thermos. He's like, oh, I've been drinking out of my buddies for years. I know what this is.
I don't think we can pull this up. But yeah, no, it wasn't this elaborate. It was just, hold on.
So a fleshlight, did it ever have any flashlight? Could you ever use it as a flashlight? Like, you use it as a flashlight on one end and then you fuck it? That's what I always thought in my head.
No.
It's not that? Why did you decide to call it pocket pussy?
Because it's a vagina
it's
you can put in your pocket.
It's a pussy that you can put in your pocket.
What do you want? Fanny pack veg?
Mm.
Fanny pack fanny? Fanny pack fanny.
Fanny pack fanny.
We're just
It doesn't have the one I had.
How much would you ever think of, let's say your girl left you.
Yeah.
Would you ever, and you had a shit ton of money, buy one of those real dolls?
No,
doll or just the ass?
Both. Which would you prefer?
Oh, no. If I had real money,
yeah,
I would
just
bang all kinds of escorts.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but let's say
I always found out, like, you could have the real thing, you know, if you have money. Like, why would you want...
You could even have it if you don't have money. You just got a... But be courageous. Let's say, close your eyes and your ears.
Let's say you're not with your girl anymore. Let's say you're not. Let's say you're not with your girl.
Hold on,
anymore.
I didn't catch that.
It's okay. It's okay. The FBI will. Go ahead. Yeah.
Let's say you're not with your girl anymore, yeah. And she leaves you. Cause of the belly stank, and then she
and because of the belly stank, no hooker wants to see you.
She yeah, and she tells everyone, and then you become the belly stank guy. And then when you call for an escort, they go, "We know that place."
Yeah, like,
and
can you come to my apartment? Is this belly stank?
So no escort will have sex with you, and no non-escort will have sex.
But
with
you have money to get the best of the best.
But you can buy. You can buy like a real doll. You
bring
can
up
buy
a real doll first.
It's still too weird, man.
Bring up a real doll.
Nah, it's fucking weird.
I don't want to see the nudity. I want to see the face.
Yeah. Clothed real doll.
Yeah. Right, Poseidon's real doll.
Yeah.
Hey. That's my hand.
A real doll.
So like this one?
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Bear stank, he's coming for you. It's bear stank. Oh, what the fuck? No. I didn't expect. That's not real. The girl in the middle, the red, down.
This one, no, that's fake.
Yeah, she looks good though. Yeah. Click on her, like and like
what
right.
What the
click.
Fuck, bro? I thought they were like simple.
The one
no,
in
no,
red.
No, they're elaborate. Yeah,
the,
yeah.
The one
bro,
in
they're
red.
Putting money into
come
this.
Come back, and just look at the image. Like right click on the image, a view image.
Hold on, bro.
Open,
I'm a little
like
bit confused
opening
right
U tab.
Now.
Opening U tab right there. No, you passed it. Well, not,
no, I don't want to open the link. I just want to see.
No, not
the
link.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
The thing. Open right there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, so her face looks good.
I could have thought that that's a photo of like an Instagram girl. If I'm looking fast, you don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like, I think the only thing that they don't have down
the life
now
life.
Is
yeah, exactly.
No, but and the hair is weird.
Yeah,
the,
but I've
the
seen
body
weird.
Is perfect. The face, there's something a little off,
mechanical,
but not
much.
Yeah.
Not much.
Like,
it looks like a chick with Botox.
I have a bit about this.
Soon they're gonna be able
about
to
about fucking chick with Botox.
About fucking sex dolls.
Well,
but hold on, is this the same? Are we calling a real doll? Because you said fucking sex dolls. Are we putting sex dolls now all in the same category?
With blow up dolls.
With blow up dolls.
No, because no, these are not no blow up doll and sex doll. This is a sex doll.
No, but there are. Bro, this is new. This did not exist in my time.
Yeah, of course.
The only
course.
Sex dolls that existed in my time were fucking.
No, those are always blow up dolls.
You know what must be fucked up though? The sad thing: you buy a real doll, and you're like, okay, this I can't get women. This will be amazing. Is like the problem with a fleshlight is cleaning it, but at least a fleshlight weighs the same as a bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this fucking bitch probably weighs like 130 pounds. So you gotta go. All right.
Oh, shit.
Even if she only weighs 100 that doesn't like move
it's
is
heavy.
Super heavy.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
So you gotta lift her up, put her in the bag.
I think minimum 100 or else it would be weird because if it's too light, aren't you going to just fucking throw her
it's
everywhere?
It's got to weigh the same as a woman. So if it's 5'6", like it's...
Maybe the pussy's detachable.
I don't think so.
Just a detachable... Just, I don't know how I picture
it. I mean, because what you're gonna, like, I don't know. You're going to take the whole thing. How are you going to wash her? You're going to put a shower? This is so weird, bro.
Yeah.
I would, I'll tell you right now, I would honestly, even if I knew, like I said, if I didn't know, but even if I knew that this is in my house, it would creep me out because already dolls kind of scare me.
Yeah.
A life-size woman in the dark sitting there like this, I feel like
I wouldn't
be able to get, I'd fucking get so creeped out. I'd be like, can she see me right now? Like, it's fucking too
also,
weird.
I prefer
what is she thinking?
Yeah. It's too weird.
Also, I wouldn't like it because I prefer my victims yelling no.
Yeah, he's... Oh,
Jesus Christ.
He's one of those guys. Mm. No means no.
But yeah, probably though, like if I had one, just like washing her, I'd get one of those bathtubs with a door. Like I'd call the senior center and go, I want a bathtub with a door. Sir, how old are you? None of your business.
Would you go to the extent of either a maid or like tell the maid, you got to clean my wife
or
also?
A helper. Yeah,
or a helper to old people. Hey, like, you got to wash my wife.
Yeah,
or
and you no. watch. You watch, you get one of those maid services, that the nude maids, sexy maids.
Are those real?
Yes, they're very real.
They don't exist in Quebec.
Are you
in,
sure?
In Montreal, they do. Really? You get one of those sexy maids and you have the... I'm not making this up.
Oh, wait, you already called one over.
No, I have never called. I wanted
they
to call.
They don't actually clean, though, right?
No, they don't actually.
Disclaimer.
They're cleaning.
Oh, whatever. They don't actually clean?
Obviously not, bro.
Why do you say obviously Why? Not?
Jesus Christ. Like,
if I'm paying
when
you to clean.
Go, when you go to a massage parlor with a happy, they don't actually massage you, bro.
You fucking playing games right now?
I'm dead serious.
What do they, so they jerk you
That's
off right
false
away?
Advertising.
Look, allegedly, look.
Wait, hold on, so when you walk in, they just start jacking you off?
No, they tell you, I probably shouldn't be saying this.
Okay, yeah, don't say this. Because now, so hold on. So if I decide to call a fucking maid, a naked maid, she's going to show up naked, but she's not going to maid?
No. Well, she is, but
I hired a maid.
Yeah, she's not going to, but she's going to pull a very little effort, bro. You
How
know what I mean?
About
I'm leaving a very bad
look,
Yelp review.
She's going to add more effort into offering extracurricular services.
Yeah, that's nice, but you have to clean the kitchen first.
How about the naked?
She's not going to clean the kitchen, bro.
Bro, I don't have time for that shit, bro. How she wants me to clean that ass. She better fucking.
How about the naked dentist?
I don't know if that exists.
Yeah, it does. It does. Naked dentist. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's way more popular than
isn't
naked.
Isn't that
maid.
In pornos?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Naked dentist, and he does do good work on cavities. Good
he
work.
Does, yeah, yeah. Mm. And he's Jewish now, but he wasn't always Jewish.
Mm. Oh. That's clever.
Why is that clever?
Because his foreskin got bit off because he said...
No. I love that. It's a Seinfeld joke.
Yeah. And then him, he's like, I got this.
That's very clever.
We're biting foreskins, aren't we, guys? Bella Sparrow, get out.
Okay.
Dropping the zinger.
You know what's insane? He thought it was a joke about biting a foreskin, and he was like, that's very intelligent.
That no, is I didn't very think
smart. Because it makes you laugh, and it makes you think at the same time.
In his head, he was like, you two had a joke. Yeah. I came out with some stank on it. Put some stank on it. Wait, why do you still have her on the fucking screen?
I think it's very entertaining.
It's getting creepy.
It is creepy.
At first it was curiosity, now it's creepy. Yeah, she's... I have a thing with dolls.
My ex-girlfriend actually had a room full of dolls. Her room
I can't
was full
that.
Of dolls.
Yeah. One doll doesn't scare me, even two, but... more than three or more.
Oh
yeah,
no! It was the
out.
Whole ceiling. They were along the ceiling and everything.
But even seeing, like, if I go to an old person's house and they have like a ceramic doll or something, I'll just be like, "Oh, that's weird." But I don't get freaked out. But if there's more than one in a bookshelf, the whole time I'll just be looking at them.
You have the same rule that Poseidon has when he's around black people.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's fucked up? Where my dad lives now, since there's a lot of people with dementia.
Dolls?
A lot of the ladies, they give them like just dolls to hold.
Are they creepy?
No, but they're just regular dolls, but the ladies are creepy because they think it's a baby. So they're kind of rocking it and talking to a fucking doll. God, no. And you're like, God damn, this is the joys of getting older.
It's a weird instinct we have, us the animal. Like, no matter what the age, we love taking care of little babies. Mm. Like, I know, let's say with my dog, it's not even a human.
Yeah.
And I just fucking go crazy for
her. Yeah.
Like, what is that? What instinct do you think that is?
Maternity instinct?
Yeah, but I am not a maternal. Yeah.
Well,
I am a
debatable.
That's a cool thing about small breed of dogs, like your dog and my dog, is they get protected their whole life, because even when they're 15, they look like a puppy.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas like a Labrador, once it's big, you don't think to protect it as much.
Yeah, that's true.
It, you still love it. You love it as much as a little dog, but you don't see it. You go like, okay, if there's a fire, he'll be able to get out.
Yeah,
you're
but not
your
gonna
little
look-
dog, you'd be like, we got to get you a ventilator.
Mm. Yeah. It's fucking interesting. It's weird that we have that instinct with another species to take care of it.
It's the puppy eyes, man.
Yeah, dogs have that with us too, though.
Yeah.
Like, remember that Charlie Hebdo thing in France? One of the guys got saved because the dog got on his face.
What?
Did you know this story? Because there used to be, there was a dog in Charlie Hebdo.
And it got shot?
That he was always there. He was their sort of mascot. And he loved one of the workers more than the others, I guess, or maybe he loved all of them. But the Muslim extremists started shooting everyone. They were killing everyone. And then this guy was like, I'm gonna lay down on the ground, pretend like I'm dead. They're not going to shoot me. And I guess a couple of people did that. And then the terrorists saw people on the ground. And even when they were dead, they'd shoot them. So he was like, I'm so fucked. I'm so fucked. And the dog was next to him. And the dog got on top of him on his face. When the terrorists saw it, they thought, oh shit, the guy's dead and the dog's freaking out. And they didn't want to kill the dog.
Oh, nice.
So they didn't shoot the guy because they didn't want to hurt the dog.
So the dog.
So then when they left, the dog got up and this guy got his. He fucking literally got saved.
I hope he adopted that dog.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, yeah. The dog lives with him now.
Oh, yeah, that'll be my dog. Yeah.
Yo.
That dog, if he doesn't eat a filet mignon every fucking meal, or at least something that dogs fucking love.
Cooked.
Like if he's getting like just canned dog food.
You know my dog, it's been years now. It's we cook for the dog.
Mm.
You know which speaking of feeding dogs, well, you know which videos I'm obsessed with? Have you guys seen these videos of pit bulls? They're drooling and they're preparing them their plate like it's a Michelin, like a 5-star Michelin.
A Michelin man?
In a fucking restaurant, bro.
Okay, whatever.
We're
not going to slide anywhere.
It's like mukbangs, but with dogs eating, like pit bulls eating, and it's very entertaining.
So you like hearing dogs?
I also like seeing the happiness in their face.
Oh, yeah, you go mittens, put some stank on it.
Yeah, you're a bad motherfucker.
All right, listen. If you've enjoyed this and you want to put some stank on it, Poseidon is online. DeepPoseidon69 or bellastank.net. Follow Poseidon online. Mike Ward is mikeward.ca. Head over to mikeward.ca to get links to Patreon, to Twitter, to everywhere. Most importantly, for Sous-Écoute. Mike Ward Sous-Écoute is the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, breaking records. That's the podcast that broke the biggest attendance for a live podcast, which happened last summer, Montreal, Quebec. Bell Center, where the wrestling came, the WWE, and they had less people than Mike.
They did. And if you want to read more about it, go on Twitter, # BellaStank.
BellaStank! PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Sign up to the Patreon. If you speak French, I've just announced some new dates that are added in French, and hopefully we win a trophy so that BellaStank can put that stank all over.
And if you do want to, if you do want to do a podcast and have it recorded, you guys have a studio?
Well, a studio we're renting out. Bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. If you forget all that, just go to pantelscomedy.com. There's a link just for the rental studio. We'll get back to you. We have the most competitive prices in town. And BellaStank. Go fuck yourselves.
That cut was the slowest cut.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.